Katherine Tegan Books and Harper Audio present A Home for Goddesses and Dogs by Leslie Connor. Performed by Patricia Santomasso. 1. All Things Boxy. You'll be all right. You come from strong. That had been my mother's refrain. One of them. I would have given anything to hear her say it again. Right then, in her voice. But that wasn't going to happen. All I could do was think those words. Not the same. Lydia Bratches Kemp. Don't feel lonely for her. Not right now. Don't feel anything. Tuck it away. I buckled myself into the front seat of Aunt Brat's boxy car. Funny. Boxy car, a box on my lap, and outside the window was the little box of a house that I was leaving behind. We could never name the color of that siding. It wasn't white enough to be white, not yellow enough to be cream. The grayish stains the house wore down its front could not be named either, though Mom and I had once tried. "Look, it's changing color," she'd said. "It must be bored. What do you think we have there, Lydia? Dove feather gray? Maybe iris mist?" Today, the thin line of aluminum that framed the windows picked up a dull bluish light from somewhere in the winter sky. The outside of the house was nothing like the inside. Mom had spent the 2 years since my grandmother had died personalizing the place, as she'd called it. She'd made little stone and mosaic altars to the seasons on the windowsill.